someone that's the disciples, you're going to follow Linda, and it's going to sound like this. One more time. Perfect. Now, if you happen to be one of the religious authorities, this is the hardest one to sing, but it's the most fun. And you're going to sing along with Mark, and it's going to go like this. Look at your card.
Tell a rabble to be quiet. We anticipate a riot. Common crowd is much too loud. Tell the mob who sing your song that they are fools and they are wrong. They are a cur. They should disperse. Lovely. Give it up for Mark and the religious authorities. Now, if you're the crowd, that's... Where is Stieg? Stieg will be your leader. And you're going to sing as follows.
Hosanna,
Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna,
loud!
JJC, won't you smile at me, Hosanna, Hosanna, hey, superstar.
Beautiful. And if you are the Jesus folk, you have Sarah to lead you. It's over here in this group over here. Look at them, the Jesus people are excited.
Stop the shouting.
If every tongue was still, the Lord would still continue. The rocks and stones themselves would start to sing.
Beautiful. All right. So, how many of you still have your bulletin with you? Or have one nearby? If you have, well, not enough. Well, we won't do this. Let's do this one more time. We'll go all the way through. I'm going to point to you and choir folks, if you want to join the people that you are closest to, we're about to go. Okay, ready? So we'll start with the disciples. Ready? The crowd. Good, good. And the religious authorities.
Tell the rabble to be quiet. We anticipate a riot in common crowd. It's much too loud. Tell the mob who sing your song that they are fools and they are wrong. They are a curse. They should disperse.
And lastly, Jesus folk. Perfect. All right, here we go. So here's how the story goes. So what we are told is that it was just about this time, some 2,000 years or so ago, that Jesus was entering into Jerusalem right at the start of Passover. He'd been in ministry for about 3 years. He was about 33 years old. But the truth of the matter is the story began long before he enters into Jerusalem. The story begins 100, maybe even a millennia earlier or so, when there were all sorts of people that were prophets, people that were talking to the Hebrew people and telling them about that the time would come when someone would make straight all of the crooked paths, when someone would make the valleys high and the mountains low, that someone would come and usher in a time of peace, a time in which the lion would be able to lie down with the lamb, in which we would want to be pruning, turning our swords into pruning hooks. And in fact, what was happening was the prophets were telling people to... Wait a minute. We're having a... There we go. Now, of course, while the prophets are saying these wonderful things, there were, in fact, those who were in power, religious authorities, political authorities, who did not like this message of peace, this message of justice, this message of being together. And so they were known to try and quiet the prophets of old, and they would sing songs like...
Tell the rabble to be quiet, we anticipate a riot, this common crowd is much too loud. Tell the mob who sing your song that they are fools and they are wrong, they are a curse. They should disperse.
And so it went back and forth. We had the prophet singing. And all those authorities singing.
Tell the rabble to be quiet. We anticipate a riot. This common crowd is much too loud. Tell the mob who sing your song that they are fools and they are wrong. They are a curse. They should disperse.
But then, about 2,000 years ago, 1,000 years or so after the prophets had begun, something seemed to change. Similar to when the Hebrew people were enslaved in Egypt and they called out to God and God heard their cry and led them from, using Moses, led them from slavery to freedom into the promised land. So it was that God heard the cries of the Hebrew people. Now they weren't slaves at this time 2,000 years ago. They were in the Roman Empire, which was one of those empires that had followed after the Babylonians and the Assyrians and the Greeks. And now we had the Romans there. And the Romans were the most powerful country that the world had ever known at that time. And they did not necessarily enslave, but they worked the people hard. They made the people do things that, like taxes and all. And they got tired, the Romans, of this little tiny country off in the corner of the Mediterranean that never seemed to pay attention or listen to them. And the people suffered. Not only did they suffer because they had to work so hard, but they were being taxed to the max, and they were being disrespected, as was their God. And so it happens. Some 2,000 years ago, God speaks powerfully and speaks first to a young woman named Mary. And then speaks to Joseph. And then her elder cousin and her older cousin's husband, Zechariah. And they all knew that they were about to become in Ohana, the family of God coming together, that this one who had been promised, that the prophets had spoken of, was going to be born in Bethlehem. And angels, apparently on the night that he was born, appeared in the sky, and they sang to a bunch of shepherds. That's you folks, the crowd, get ready.
Hosanna, 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 Hosanna. Won't you smile at me, Santa, Hosanna, hey, superstar.
And they heard the choir singing, and they went running to the stable in Bethlehem, and there they saw Mary and Joseph and the baby, and they broke out into song again.
Hosanna, hey, Santa, 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 Hosanna, hey, Santa, Hosanna. Hey, JC, won't you smile at me?
Now, we don't know a whole lot about his life for the next 30 years. We don't know exactly what happened, but we know that he began to do his ministry there, and he began to preach a message that resonated with the people. It was a simple message. We are all called to love God with all of our heart, soul, and body, and to love our neighbors as ourselves. If we don't love our neighbors, then we can't say we love God. And if we don't, and if we say we love God, then we must be loving our neighbors. If we're on the wrong path, it's easy turn around, turn back to God. God awaits for us, each of us, to be engaged in the world, to show of our love. And it wasn't just a message that Jesus was giving. Wherever he went, there was healing that went on. When there were those that were physically sick, he made them well. Those who were struggling emotionally, he gave them hope. When they were uncertain about their love, he promised them that God loved them, longed for them, and would wait for them. And the more time he spent preaching and teaching and healing, the more people got excited about him. And whenever he was coming into town, there would be someone that would begin to go out in front of him and let people know that he indeed was coming. And when he got into town, the crowds would get excited, singing. Now, it wouldn't surprise you that as his popularity grew, there were those who were in power who felt threatened. If people followed him, they might indeed lose their power. If people listened to his teaching, they might no longer be the authority figures they had seen themselves to be. So time and again, they tried to trap him with tricky questions, tried to belittle his wisdom and his knowledge, and they came at him time after time after time.
Tell the rabble to be quiet, we anticipate a riot. This common crowd is much too loud. Tell the mob who sing your song that they are fools and they are wrong. They are a curse, they should disperse.
So as time went on, Jesus and those in authority, the Roman powers, the religious authorities, grew more and more tense with one another. In fact, what the Gospels tell us is Jesus knew what was going on. Jesus knew that his message was more challenging than even that which the prophets had proclaimed before him. And he knew that the prophets were killed for that message, and he knew he was going to die. He expected to be killed. Wherever they went, they would see people crucified on crosses. This was the Roman way of letting you know who was truly in power. We also know that the religious authorities felt that their very tenuous grasp on power being shared with the Romans was at risk. And so they made a decision. Those authorities, they were willing to let this man die if it meant that Rome would stay off their back. And so here it was, the week of Passover. The crowds were restless. In previous years during Passover, there had been a lot of trouble, and so the Romans said, "We'll take care of this," and they brought in an entire garrison, 10,000 soldiers, into Jerusalem at this time to quell the crowds. They made sure at that time as well that Pontius Pilate, who was truly a vile human being, came into Jerusalem so that everyone would know who was really in power. And of course, he would ride in with his garrison on his magnificent steed with chariots and trumpets blowing. But on the other side of town, while the crowds were beginning to swell, there was a cry that had come out. He was coming. And he wasn't riding a big fancy horse. He had a donkey just like we had today. Let's hear it for Messi. And Jesus, let's hear it for Emma, who was our Jesus today, was riding on the back of that donkey. People could come up to him while he was riding it. They could talk to him. They could sing songs with him. A party was breaking out there, and the crowd was getting really excited. It's you.
Hosanna, 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 Hosanna.
Stop! Stop! Those religious authorities must have been yelling, "Stop it right now! We're going to get on us! The whole thing's going to be destroyed!"
Tell the rabble to be quiet. We anticipate a riot. This common crowd is much too loud. Tell the mob who sing the song that they are fools and they are wrong. They are a curse. They should disperse.
which, of course, and finally we get Jesus here. To which, of course, Jesus looked at them and replied, "Oh, Jesus, you are a fool. You are playing with fire. You don't know what the Romans will do."
"Tell the rabble to be quiet. We anticipate a riot. This coming crowd, but too loud. Tell the mob who sing your song that they are fools and they are wrong. They are a curse. They should disperse."
Oh, and Jesus must have looked at them. You said, "You silly people, do you not understand where power really comes from? Praise our God," quoted Psalm 148. "Praise our God from the heavens, praise God in the highest, praise God, even the sun and the moon. Praise God, all the shining stars. God is in control, in power, in all of these things." And he would have looked at those religious authorities and said, and the crowd went wild.
"Hosanna, Hosanna, 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 Hosanna. AJC, JC, won't you smile at me? Hosanna, 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 superstar."
And you know the authorities must have been really scared now. "You don't know Pilate. You don't know how ruthless he is. He will kill you. He will kill us." And you know, I'm sure he just laughed and rolled his eyes at their silliness and motioned to the crowd. You see, it's good news that the prisoners are set free. It's good news that the blind can see. It's good news that the hungry are fed. It's good news that the lost are indeed found. Get ready.
Hosanna, 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 Hosanna. AJC, JC, won't you smile at me? Hosanna, Hosanna, superstar.
And so though he knew his days were indeed limited, he knew that that which we have experienced right here is in many ways what the kingdom of God is going to look like. It's going to be joyful. It's going to be celebratory. It's going to be a wondrous ride together. Sadly, for the religious authorities, they could not get into that moment. And they began to continue their plots to do what they needed to destroy him. But in the meantime, there was a party, and Jesus was singing with them. And so, my friends, we enter into Holy Week. It's a wild, sad, amazing, and ultimately uplifting ride that we take together. This journey to the cross and to a tomb that was once filled and is now empty. This is our time to prepare our way for the coming of the Lord. All right, everybody, give yourselves a hand for telling the story.